Pod Quiz 1080. Hi there, and welcome to Pod Quiz 1080. We have a prize round this week, so if you listen up later on, there is a chance of winning a Pod Quiz t-shirt.
Round 1.
We'll start this week with a music intros round. You're about to hear four songs for which I'd like you to tell me artist and title, but you're only going to hear the first few seconds of those songs.
Question 1.
Oh, my love, my darling.
Question 2. Question 3.
Let me take you.
Question 4. Question 5. Round 2.
Round 2 is on the supersonic passenger airliner Concorde.
Question 11.
In which decade did Concorde enter service?
Question 12.
What was Concorde's average cruise speed over the ocean? Mach 1.01, Mach 2.02, or Mach 3.03?
Question 13.
Which part of Concorde was designed to droop down for takeoff and landing?
Question 14.
Only four operators flew Concorde during its 27-year service life. British Airways was one. Name one of the other three.
Question 15.
Concorde was one of only two supersonic jetliner models to operate commercially to date. The other, nicknamed Concordsky in the West, was built by Tupolev in the Soviet Union. What was its proper designation?
Round 3.
Round 3 is a quickfire round on musical songs. For each of the following five questions, I will give you the name of a well-known song from a musical, and I would like you to name the musical.
Question 11.
Memory.
Question 12.
Defying gravity.
Question 13.
Don't cry for me, Argentina.
Question 14.
One day more.
Question 15.
The room where it happens.
Round 4.
Round 4 is on television.
Question 16.
Which TV character travels time and space in a machine disguised as a police telephone box?
Question 17.
The American medical drama Grey's Anatomy is set in which fictional hospital? Princeton Plainsboro Teaching Hospital? Sacred Heart Hospital? Or Seattle Grace Hospital?
Question 18.
Flynn Lee Craddock, Wernham Hogg, and Dunder Mifflin are the names of the office supply companies in different English language versions of which TV series?
Question 19.
Which 1980s TV series saw Tom Selleck playing a Ferrari-driving private investigator?
Question 20.
Which British talent manager and television producer devised the Idols TV format, including the British series Pop Idol and the American series American Idol? He had previously come to prominence as the manager of the Spice Girls.
Round 5.
Okay, it's time for the prize round. The way this works is you need to record your answers for the next 5 questions in an email and send them to quizmaster@podquiz.com. If you say where you're from, that's very helpful. Then in a couple of weeks' time, we will have a draw from all those who get all the questions right, and the winner receives a PodQuiz t-shirt. If you're not sure you've got all the questions right, you can still enter because there is a consolation prize drawn from all entries. Okay then, if you're ready, we'll get started.
Question 1.
Which word connects these songs?
Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars.
Question 2.
Which word can follow broad, down, and type to form 3 new words?
Question 3.
Question 3 is the picture question. If your equipment supports it, you should be able to see the picture now. If not, you can go to the website, www.podquiz.com, where the picture will be displayed, along with an alternative question for people who can't do picture questions. It's a company's logo, and I'd like you to tell me the name of the company.
Question 4.
On this day in 1901, which Italian inventor claimed the first successful transatlantic radio transmission?
Question 5.
For question 5, I'm going to play you a poem being read, and I would like you to name the poet. I'll let this play through, and then I shall be back with the answers for the first 4 rounds of this week's quiz.
Tiger, tiger, burning bright in the forest of the night, what a mortal hand or eye could frame thy fearful symmetry? In what distant deeps or skies burnt the fire of thine eyes? On what wings dare he aspire? What the hand dare seize the fire? And what shoulder and what art could twist the sinews of thy heart? And when thy heart began to beat, what dread hand and what dread feet? What the hammer, what the chain? In what furnace was thy brain? What the anvil, what dread grasp dares its deadly terrors clasp? When the stars drew down their spears and watered heaven with their tears, did he smile his work to see? Did he who made the lamb make thee? Tiger, tiger, burning bright in the forest of thy night, what a mortal hand or eye dare frame thy fearful
symmetry? And now, the answers.
Number one was Unchained Melody by the Righteous Brothers.
I've hungered for your touch.
Number two was Baby One More Time by Britney Spears. Number three was Strawberry Fields Forever by the Beatles. Number four was Relax by Frankie Goes to Hollywood. And number five was The Ace of Spades by Motorhead.
The Ace of Spades, the Ace of Spades.
Round two.
Round two was on Concorde, and the answer to number six, Concorde entered service in the 1970s. Number seven, the average cruise speed of Concorde was Mach 2.02. Number eight, the part of Concorde designed to droop down for takeoff and landing was its nose to improve visibility. Number nine, the four operators that flew Concorde were British Airways, which I mentioned, and Air France, Singapore Airlines, or Braniff International. If you mentioned any of the last three, you score the point. And number 10, Concordski was the Tupolev Tu-144.
Round 3.
Round 3 was the quickfire round on musical songs, and the answer to number 11, Memory, is from Cats. Number 12, Defying Gravity, is from Wicked. Number 13, Don't Cry For Me, Argentina, is from Evita. Number 14, One Day More, is from Les Miserables. And number 15, The Room Where It Happens, is Hamilton.
Round 4.
Round 4 was on television, and the answer to number 16, the TV character that travels time and space in a police telephone box, is Doctor Who. Number 17, Grey's Anatomy, was set in Seattle Grace Hospital. Number 18, Finlay Craddock, Wernham Hogg and Dunder Mifflin are all office supplies companies in different versions of The Office. Number 19, the 1980s TV series with Tom Selleck was Magnum PI. And number 20, the British talent manager who managed the Spice Girls and invented the Idols TV format was Simon Fuller. That's it for Pod Quiz 1018. Thank you very much for listening, and I do hope you enjoyed it. Okay, well, we have the Christmas period coming up right now, so I'm going to extend the deadline for entering the prize round until after Christmas. I'll need to receive your entries by the 7th of January, please. Okay then, I shall be back next week with another 20 questions. Until then, bye now.